It's a schuss and an honor to be here today, as I say every week. One of the highlights of my week is to be with you and to talk Divrei Torah. And as we all know, we're still in the six-week speech that Moshe Rabbeinu is telling Klal Yisrael before they get into Eretz Yisrael. And we're in Parshas Ekev. And the Torah says, Perek Zayin Pasuk Yud Beis Vayah Ekev Tishmu'un Eis HaMishpatim HaElu Ushmartem Basisem Osam. And it will be because of your listening to these commandments and you observing them, says Rashi. Always about that first Rashi. Vaya ekev tishmuun ima mitzvos hakalos. If there are light mitzvos, sha'odam dosh ve'akevov, that a person tramples with his feet. He doesn't take them seriously. Tishmuun, you should listen to them. And it's very fascinating because Rabbeinu Bachai also, he quotes this medrash that Rashi brings down and even says, you know what? That when a person is dush, Akev, his heel, like Yaakov, grabbing onto the heel of Esav, Yaakov, Akev, says Rabbeinu Bachai, it's also the mitzvahs that you run to. You run to the mitzvahs with your heels, you run to shul, you run to the base medrash, you do all these mitzvahs. Very fascinating. Again, Moshe Rabbeinu is going through all the Jewish history. Last week we read about Shema, we read about Aseres HaDibros. This week, he's going through the history of the Midbar and the Mon and all the amazing things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for Klal Yisrael in the Midbar, and he still does for us. And there's an amazing Gemara in Yuma. We quoted this Gemara before. The Gemara tells us in Yuma, after Me'eva Esra, a person's going to get up to Shemayim, and Hashem's going to say, how come you didn't learn Torah? And he's going to say, what do you mean? I was so poor, I didn't have the ability. I had to make Parnassah, and I had to work so hard. And Hashem's going to say, yeah? What about Hillel? We know Hillel, you have to get into the base medrash, you have to get a punduk, you have to spend a little money. And as we all know, as little children, we know the whole story, Hillel couldn't get in, he didn't have any money, went on top of the roof, he went to go listen to Great Ishmael of Talion, he was listening, and then he fell asleep, and the snow came in, we all know the story. And the Gemara says that Hillel's Mechayev the Aniyim, he's Mechayev the poor people. Then someone's going to say, listen, Hashem, I had no time to learn. I was so wealthy, I had so many businesses. I was a gvir, I was giving out all the stucco money, building institutions, obviously giving 10%, but even more. And I didn't have time to learn. And Hashem's going to say, wait, what about Rabbi Lozer ben Charsum? He didn't only have houses. He owned cities, he owned countries. And he still was able to learn Torah. And the Gemara says, wait, the person's going to say, you know, so good looking, couldn't do it. I had taivas, people were after me. And Hashem says, what about Yosef HaTzadik, right? Imagine Yosef, this happened nowadays, you would have gone off the derech probably 15,000 times, being, your brothers hate you, and you don't know, how come my father's not looking for me? It's an interesting point in the story also. And obviously he loved him, he didn't know. And he goes to Mitzrayim, the craziest place. A person shouldn't think about it, it's crazy. And he was such a beautiful person, and nevertheless, and the obvious question in this Gemara is, what do you mean? After Me'eva Esrim, we're going to go up to Shemayim. Hashem's not going to ask us why you weren't that guy. He's not going to say, why weren't Yosef? He's going to say, why weren't you the best you? So question one, what's Pshat in this Gemara? The Torah goes on to tell us, Perech es Pasuk Aleph, Kol ha-mitzvah asher anochi mitzavcho hayom tishmerun. All the commandment. And Rashi picks up, what do you mean all the commandment? There are 613 commandments. So says Rashi, very interesting, he quotes the Medrash, that if a person sars imitchalto b'mitzvah, if you start a mitzvah, Gamarata, you should finish it. So we're talking about old commandment in general, the general rule, that if you start a mitzvah, then finish it. However, comes along the great Chafetz Chaim, Yisrael Meir Kagan, and he says, from this pasuk, when we have a Yetzirah, when we have that evil inclination that's coming at us, especially when we want to learn Torah, there's a lot of evil inclinations that try to make us fall, but especially when we're trying to learn Torah, this is the response. This is the knocking down of the Yetzer Hara. And the question is, what does that mean? What does that mean? Why the pasuk of Kol HaMitzvah going to do that? Question 3. Right, I told my boys in NC Slide Kol this morning that we always break it up in threes, right? Mikra, Mishnah, Mikra, and Gemara, right? Tanakh, Torah, Nevi'im, Ksuvim. Always in the Gemara talks about because our memories remember three, right? Sometimes our memories don't really remember anything, but when we put it in grouping, three is the way to go. That's why I always do three questions and the stories. And yeah, we remember the stories. We obviously remember the Torah also, but the stories. But question three, we'll call it 3A and 3B, meaning it really means four. But I just said three questions, so I don't want to contradict what I just said a second ago. The Torah tells us benching. V'achalta v'savata u'beirachta. The idea of Perichles Pasuk Yud. Moshe Rabbeinu says you're going to go into Eretz Yisrael and you're going to have this awesome land. Eretz Chito V'Sayra V'Gefen Uteina, all the Shivas Amidim. Right? Baruch Hashem with Eretz Yisrael. Baruch Hashem. And then it says V'achalta v'savata u'beirachta. And you'll eat and you'll be satiated and you'll bless. And we all know that benching is the only mitzvah across the board that's a mitzvah, a bracha de'oraisa. We've spoken about before, Birchas HaTorah is Birchas HaTorah. When we say in the morning, lasok, to delve into the Torah, is that a mitzvah de'oraisa? The Ramban says it is. The Rambam leaves it out. A whole discussion when the Rambam leaves something out. What does that mean? Is it consumed under another mitzvah? Right? The Ramban writes, Mitzvah Sheshchocho Harav, the mitzvahs that the Rambam forgot, so many mitzvahs as we know, we're thinking about it right now, and if we're not, it's okay, but the mitzvahs of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, the Ramban says there is, every Dalet Amos that you walk, the Rambam leaves it out. And what about Berachos HaTorah? Big discussion, a lot of different mitzvahs, but everyone across the board holds that there's a mitzvah de'oraisa of benching. And if you look through benching, it's very interesting, because we speak about the food, the bread that we just had, and then all of a sudden we throw in Yushalayim. We love Yushalayim. And then we throw in the Harugei Beitar, that even though they were killed, tragically they were killed, their bodies didn't decompose. And then we speak about Bris, the covenant with Hashem, and we speak about the Torah. Answer Nechemiah Cornet, so I don't get it. You're like throwing it in the whole kitchen sink, everything. Just throw it in. We're talking about benching here. And furthermore, the Torah tells us, Perech Yud Pasuk Yud Beis Vata Yisrael Ma Hashem Shol Ma Hashem Elokecha Shol Mi Makim Liyira. Says the Torah, what does Hashem want for us? Just to fear Him. And the Gemara tells us in Menachos, Al Tifli Ma, don't read it as what, but say Meya. Right? We all know that there's a Chiyuv to have Meya Brachos. And it's very interesting, the Torah Tumimah tells us that if you look at this pasuk, 99 letters. I started counting, I believe the Torah Tumimah. Count it, if I'm wrong, send me an email. Right? So 99 letters, so I need to add ma, put in an aleph, and now I got 100 to meya. But why? I once heard from Rameir Torsky, one of my rebbeim, he says, what does this pasuk have to do with meya brachos? I hear the drasha, al tikri ma. Mem, hey, stick in the aleph, but why specifically? V'aton Yisrael, you Klal Yisrael, Ma'ashem Shol Meimach. What does he want? Why is it talking about Meir Brach? So again, let's just chazer over. Have it in our back pocket. Always have to have the Torah. Is, first question, Yuma, why is Hashem comparing when we go to Shemayim? Why don't you learn Torah? Hillel, or Ozerman Chayisum, and Yosef Atzadik, Kol HaMitzvah, the Chofetz Chaim says, this is how we're going to defeat the Yetzer Hara when he tries to stop us from learning Torah. The Rashi says that you start a mitzvah, finish it, right? Whenever you start anything, it's very sometimes hard. We start things, we don't finish it. And we got to work on that, right? But the question is that the Chofetz Chaim says, this is the anecdote, this is the way to fight against the Yetzer Hara. And lastly, why are we throwing everything into benching? A general question, this expires your benching. And furthermore, Mashem, Al tikri ma, don't say what, but mea. What is the correlation between a bracha, that you have 100 brachos, and this pasuk of yira? So, again, you know, I always tell my stories, try to intertwine it. And one time, told this story before, anyone's heard me, you know my stories, but sometimes I just bring out different points. That one time, I had a bachur, and he came over to me, and he's like, "Reb Blum." I'm like, "Yeah." He's like, "I got a problem." I'm like, "Yeah, you got one problem? Uh-oh." The fact that you're telling me you only have one problem is actually the problem. So he's like, "I got a problem." I'm like, "Okay, I'm here for you. What's going on?" So he's like, "Listen, I really want to get to Minyan early, but I sometimes find myself coming a little late." So I'm like, what? First of all, you know, you have to try your best. Positive reinforcement, obviously. He's like, yesterday I got to Minyan at Ashrei. I'm like, awesome, Ashrei! Wow! So he's like, no, the second Ashrei. I'm like, okay, listen, you got there, you know, like, that's something. He's like, I really, really want to get to Minyan. I really, not only that, I want to get to Minyan earlier. I'm like, let's go step at a time, all right? So I'm like, so I have a question for you. I'm like, he's like, yeah. What time are you going to sleep? He's like, I don't know, 3. I'm like, 3 in the morning? He's like, yeah, 3 in the morning. I'm like, you don't see the connection here? Like, you go to sleep 3 in the morning, Minyan starts 7:30. Like, that's not so much time. He's like, yeah, I'm okay. I don't need so many hours of sleep. I'm like, most people need a little more than, you know, 4.5 hours. You know, the Rambam says 8. Maybe most people don't need 8. 7, 8. You know, like, it's not working. So he's like, what do you suggest? I'm like, go to sleep earlier. He's like, I know, but it's hard. I'm like, listen, I understand. So I said, listen, you know what we're going to do? Me and you, we're going to take upon different things. I'm going to, like, obviously, you know, you can't change overnight. We're going to try to lower it every couple of days. That we're going to go from 3 to 2:30. Let's try to get you down a little. And every time you don't do that, you don't follow the schedule, you have to pay 10 shekel distaka. So he's like, boom, what's your deal? I'm like, okay, I really want to exercise. I got to exercise. Got to be healthy. But it's hard for me. Right? As I always say in front of Shashiva, I want to get in shape. Yes, round is a shape. Every single time I say that in front of Shiva Masar, he always laughs. Maybe he just feeling bad for me. That's why he laughs. He's waiting for the joke. But yes, I want to get in shape. And I also want to get to shul early. So he's like, yeah, you got to go up. You know, I live in Givat Zev, a really big hill. You got to go up that hill every time you don't do it. Obviously, he's talking with respect. Every time you don't do it, then you got to pay 10 shekel distaka. I'm like, okay, great. So, first day, going up that hill, I feel like, wow, it's hard. It's working. Wish I had an escalator. Where's my escalator? But I don't have, there's no escalators. One day, there'll just be escalators everywhere. So, I'm working. I felt like Rocky Balboa, right? Getting up that mountain. And I felt great afterwards. Great. And not only that, I get to shul, and I'm early. So I'm looking at all these people coming late, and I'm like, chutzpah. How can anyone come late? You don't believe in Hashem, chas v'shalom. How can you come late? It gives you ability to pray to God. Okay. And I did it 1, 2 days, obviously. Third day, 10 shekel, on fourth day. And he also started low. He was, at one point, he hit till 2 and then 1:45, and it was amazing. And I remember talking to him afterwards, and he felt amazing about himself. And I said, wow, you know what we showed ourselves? Obviously, you know, I owe like 50,000 shekel to Stucker now. But you know what we showed ourselves? We showed ourselves that we are able to do it. When a person puts his mind, and I talk about this a lot, but we got to believe in ourselves. When a person says, I'm going to do it, he could go for it. And I think this is the answer to question number 1. Yosef HaTzadik, Rosa Ben Charsim, all these great people. And again, maybe it's not just specifically them, but they showed, they had a challenge in front of them. They were so wealthy, they were so beautiful, they were so poor, and they could use all the excuses in the book, because we all have the excuses. We all have the excuses in the book. And nevertheless, he said, I'm gonna fight. Torah, we believe Torah is the DNA of Klal Yisrael. I have to make it part of my life. It's what's keeping us going, Hashem's book, the Torah, every letter, Torah Shebichsav, Torah Shebal Peh, Torah Shebal Peh, the oral law, explaining the written law. One can't go without the other. So they could have used all the excuses in the book, and they said, I'm not using the excuses. Kol HaMitzvah, comes along with Chafetz Chaim, he says something amazing. You know, when a person's learning, I know myself, whenever someone says that, he's speaking about everyone else, but when a person's learning, and he's like, listen, I could do it later, there's a couple excuses he does. First excuse that a person does in his mind is, I'll do it later, I'll do it when I learn, when I get older, when I have more time, when I have free time, I'll have vacation, I'll learn a little bit. He doesn't realize that everything's based on consistency and making it part of your habits and trying to make it part of your life. I'll do it when I retire. I'll do all these excuses, pushing it off. And a lot of times a person starts learning, and I was telling my ancestors, white boys, this morning, is you start learning on a high level and try to really understand the Tosas and go deep in the Rishonim. Try to understand. We're learning Ketz of Avarche and the Brachas. When you have a Mizonos, when do you say Mizonos, when do you not? When you have a schnitzel, you have bread covering, right? Bread crumbs. By Mizonos, you big discussion just in that. So deep. But you could look, you're like, oh my God, Maseches Brachos. Oh my gosh, the most words in Shas. I can't. So a person says, it's too much for me. And then the other excuse is, there's so many people in this world. Me? My Torah is doing anything for this world? Comes along with Chofetz Chaim, and Chofetz Chaim says, no, Kol HaMitzvah. You know what Kol HaMitzvah says? Kol HaMitzvah is answering this mitzvah. This is the mitzvah in front of you right now. There's no other mitzvah. This day, there's no other day. I don't know what's going to bring tomorrow, the week, or I don't know. This is my day. Today is my day. I'm the only person in this world. There's billions of people in the world, obviously, and there's been 10, 12 million Jews in the world, right? We're less than 1% of the world. It's funny, Yoel Gold, in his Tisha B'Av video, went around different places and he asked how many Jews there were. One person said 5 billion. One person said 300 million. It's amazing. But you see, because we're so involved in the world, everyone thinks, they don't realize that we're 10, 12 million people. It's crazy. Right? It shows the uniqueness, how we're still around. The belief, right? That the Rabbanu Shalom is with us. Hashem loves us. He's keeping us generation after generation because we're the true nation. But you say, hey, me, what do you mean? You're the only person that could do this. Your job, your tafkid. Kol HaMitzvah. That's the answer to all the excuses. My learning is so important, and yeah, I'm busy, but do I have set time? Do I have 20 minutes a day? Everyone has 20 minutes a day. Everyone has 20 minutes. I don't care who you are. You have 20 minutes a day to learn. Right? Reb Chaim Kanievsky said Saul had 20 minutes to do nothing else but say he's just learning. Okay, I'm not Reb Chaim. But again, if a person says, this is what I got to do. This is my life. Ki hem chayenu. Ki ha-mitzvah hazos. This mitzvah in singular to show that I could do it. The third question, v'achalta v'savata u'beirachta. Why everything? Says Rav Nechemia Kornitzer, the last chief rabbi of Krakow. He says, you know why? Because a person says, I could do it. I could accomplish. I'm going to be the best I could do. But at the same time, he has to bring Kedusha into his life. Not just the eating. Everything. Yushalayim. The idea of Harugei Beitar, that their bodies didn't... There's no coincidence. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's there. The bris, the covenant with Hashem. The Torah. Because it's about physical and spiritual. I have my body. And I have my neshama. My whole life I'm fighting back and forth. My body's trying to take over. Because I have physical needs. But at the same time I have my neshama. Back and forth. Back and forth. But a person says, V'achalta v'savata u'berachta. A person says, you know what? Hashem says, I'm going to give you bread. I'm going to give you satiation. Realize maybe part of my life. Bracha. What's a bracha? Says Rabbeinu Bachai. Says Rav Chaim V'lozhin. Blessing Hashem. We keep on reading, blessed are you Hashem. Blessed. How can we bless God? What does that even mean? So no, it doesn't mean blessed are you. It means Hashem, you're the bracha. You're the source. Two kabbalas. I heard a great story. After we make the first Kabbalah. The first Kabbalah we're going to accept upon ourselves, I hope, myself, is that we bench. Maybe something, right? Benching is always a commitment. You're like, oh, do I eat the bread or not? I got to bench, right? It's like eating fleishich, the meat. Do I eat it or not? I'm going to be milk. I'm going to be fleishich. I can't have my coffee. It's always like a cheshvin. Can I do it? But bread, oh, it's a whole thing. I could just say a bar in a fashos. I don't need a whole benching, but when a person does bench, because we know we at least have three times a day, three times on Shabbos, d'oraisa, d'oraisa, to have bread, right? Use a bencher. Say it out loud. Tell you an awesome story. Told the story before. What was that? Stories. There was a guy that went to a library. Big Talmud Chacham. He went to a library. And he was looking for svarim. And all of a sudden, he eats his little sandwich. And he starts benching out loud. He took the Kabbalah. They say in 92, Rav Shach, who was the Gadol Ador in Bnei Brak, wrote the Abiezer. He was the Gadol Ador. Klal Yisrael was relying on his shoulders. And at 92, he took upon himself that I'm going to bench from a bench. In 92, he knew Kol Torah Kula at age 13. He finished Shas many times at 13. He knew benching by heart, I promise. And at 92, he said, I'm going to use a bencher. So maybe that this is where the guy came from. He's sitting and using a bencher out loud. And he's benching, amazing. And all of a sudden, he says, Velo yevosh, velo yikashel. And the librarian comes over and says, where did you get that extra thing, velo yikashel? So he's looking at her like, I'm not judgmental or anything, but like, you don't look so... What do you mean? You have a different gusa? Like, again, you're Baruch Hashem, you're Jewish, but you know, you don't look. She said, no, I remember when I was a little girl that we never lo yikashel, I shouldn't stumble. She's like, where did you get that from? He's like, he was like a real emistika guy, a real truth guy, right? Right? And he said, listen, I'm going to look into it. I'm going to find it. Give me your phone number. Give me your address. When I find it, I'll send it to you. So most people, when they say those type of things, what happens? Oh, they forget. Okay, whatever. Talk is cheap. But this guy was an emistika guy, and he really meant every word he said. He finds it a year and a half later. He finds a girsa he saw in a Haggadah, a random Haggadah. He goes and he photocopies it, and he sends it to the address to this lady. 2 years later, he gets an invitation in the mail. Now, he didn't know who this person was, but it says on the bottom, please come. So he goes to the chasana, and he goes to the chasana, and he doesn't know anyone there. But it says, please come, and it said his name. And all of a sudden, after the chuppah, someone comes over and says, Rav so-and-so, the kala wants to talk to you. He's like, the kala wants to, you know, a mitzvah, chasana and kala. The kala wants to talk to me. Goes into the kala, right? Come on, ksubis. You gotta be mesameh, chasana and kala. And the kala turns to him and says, maybe you don't remember me, but you saved my life. Then how did I save your life? I don't know who you are. You sent me a photocopy of Elohi Kashel. I was dating a person that wasn't Jewish. And my parents were furious. They said, how can you do this to us? How can you marry someone that's not Jewish? And they wanted to, it was bad. And they said, God, give me a sign. Again, I don't know if you should rely on this or not, but give me a sign if I should marry this guy or not. Obviously, you know, nothing's perfect. Nothing's perfect in life. Except Hashem, right? Whenever I give a bechina, the highest you get is 99. Why 99? Because only Hashem is perfect. He's 100. Right? 99. Only Hashem is perfect. So, and I was waiting for a sign. And then I get this in the mail, Velo yikashel. I shouldn't stumble. And I started looking deeper, and I thought, so this guy's not for me, and we broke off, and it didn't work out. And then, this is the chasana of my religious husband. You saved me. Now, when you hear a story, it's an amazing story, but what I took out of that story, bench out loud. One time a week. Bench out loud. Use a bencher. Right? When we were little kids, we used to stand up on our chairs and try to get the little tickets from our rabbis or our teachers. But if you want to do that, you have rabbis or teachers, they'll give you tickets. Great. And a raffle. Amazing. We love winning raffles. Right? We all love winning raffles. My mother always wins the raffles. Unbelievable. Right? So we got to always win those raffles. But if we don't have raffles, because we don't have tickets, no pirkei, so, but still, we're benching to Hashem. Once a week, you have 3 meals d'oraisa on Shabbos, you know? You're going, no carbs, right? Rabbi, I have no carbs, I hear you. But once on Shabbos, bench out loud from a bencher. Even if you don't want to go out loud, but from a bencher, say the words. Al tikri ma elameya. Says Rav Tursky, that when I tap in, Meya, you know what a bracha is? When I say a bracha, I'm acknowledging and realizing that Hashem is in my life. 100 brachas a day. We say 100 brachas a day. Shmona Esrei, Brachas HaShachar, so many brachas. But imagine, again, another Kabbalah, maybe too much, but we could do it. Two a day, maybe one a day even. Have Kavan and stop 30 seconds before you drink that water. Shakol Niyeh Bidvaro. Hashem, you're the creator. One a day. Imagine you tell someone, I'm giving you a Bechina, and I'm going to give you 100 questions. Get one right. Get a one. Like, whoa, that's pretty bad. Take 100 foul shots when you're playing basketball and you hit one. Wow, that's pretty bad, 1%. But over here, if you hit one, it's awesome. Because it's hard. We go by rote. We're robotic. We don't realize. We don't put Kavana into our brachas. One a day. One, two, go for it. It's not hard. It's not easy at all. It's tremendous to do it. Think about what you're doing. So benching. Just to end with the final story. We love stories. I told the story over to my bachur also. A lot of stories. So, what happened when I was in high school, me and my friends used to always go bowling. And I was just not a good bowler. I always have excuses. I couldn't go bowling. One time, I have to go hang out with my friends. But I was terrible. I was like the guy with the bumper ball that I still throw a gutter ball with the bumpers. Doesn't make so much sense. And I remember one time, the low point is I got the ball stuck on my fingers. I'm like, this is terrible. This is embarrassing. So, I went to my father. Tremendous. It's tzaddik. Ah. Unbelievable. I'm like, Dad, you're a good bowler. You got to teach me how to bowl. My father, I told this story before, and a true story, right? So he took me to bowling. We practiced, and he said, you got to keep your wrist straight. You got to look. You can't twist it. Just focus. My father's excellent. He's a very good bowler, very good at spares. Excellent. Finishes it off. And I remember he taught me it was hard work, I worked hard. And I remember 2 years ago playing against my daughter. Back and forth. Obviously, my daughter's 11 years old, but I get very intense. And last frame, boom, beat her by 2 pins. Deja vu, thinking about my dad. Wow! Right? Obviously, I wanted my daughter to win also. You never get jealous of your kids or your Talmidim, but I wanted to win. And it was amazing. Because I pushed. I didn't give up. I pushed. And I think this is the yesod. The yesod is that we could all be that greatness. We could push ourselves, realize that we have it inside of us. The achalta v'savata, one benching. Do it from the bencher. Obviously bench when you have bread. 2 brachas a day. Realize we could fight the Yetzirah. We could accomplish what we want. We can make the Torah part of our lives. Ki ha-mitzvah, this mitzvah, it's only in front of me right now. I could accomplish what I need. And Bezus Hashem, everyone should have an amazing, amazing Shabbat.